Biden weeps for Americans suffering under Trump destruction. By Simon Kent on April 16, 2025. Former President Joe Biden made his first comments Tuesday on President Donald Trump's return to the White House, and to the surprise of nobody, said he doesn't like what he sees a mere 85 days since he left office. No, not a bit of it. The retired octogenarian, who is now signed with Creative Artists Agency, CAA, the elite Hollywood mega-talent agency that also represents former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama on the speaking circuit, claimed the new Trump administration is attacking Social Security and putting the retirement benefits of millions at risk. Related, 360 years old? Trump stares down Democrats as he exposes Social Security fraud. Fewer than 100 days, this administration has done so much damage and so much destruction. It's kind of breathtaking it could happen that soon, Biden told a conference of disability advocates in Chicago, as reported by France 24/AFP. They've taken a hatchet to the Social Security Administration, pushing 7,000 employees out the door, said the former president, referring to the national agency that pays out retirement and disability benefits. He described Social Security as a sacred promise, adding, "We know just how much Social Security matters to people's lives." The former president further spent time reminiscing about his childhood and the divisive forces that propelled him into public service decades ago. "I'd never seen hardly any black people in Scranton at the time, and I was only going to fourth grade," he said, as noted by the Daily Telegraph. "And I remember seeing the kids going by at the time, called colored kids on a bus going by." Trump shared that statement on his own X account. Reports note the 82-year-old Democrat spoke for around a half hour, displaying at times the signs of aging that prompted him to abandon his re-election campaign last year. Not once did Biden refer to his Republican successor by name, instead referencing this guy as a stand-in for Trump. "Many Americans literally count on Social Security to buy food, just to get by," Biden claimed, "and many of these beneficiaries, it's their only income. If it were cut or taken away, it would be devastating, devastating for millions of people." Related, bring the receipts. Trump lists government waste DOGE has found. Trump and Elon Musk, who is leading the White House's cost-cutting efforts as they seek to drain the swamp in Washington via the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, claim the entire benefit system is beset by fraud. The administration wants to cut staff at the agency responsible for dispensing $1.6 trillion in taxpayer dollars as benefits a year. The target of slashing 7,000 jobs, about 10% of its total staff, has been set after Musk described Social Security as the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.